In the gallant month of June, when sweet roses are in prime, and each bird with a several tune harmoniously salutes the time, then to delight my appetite I walked into a meadow fair, and in a shade I spied a maid whose love had brought her to despair. She her hand sate sadly wringing, making piteous exclamation upon a false young man for bringing her into this great vexation. Quoth she, "False youth, is there no truth in thee? Of faith hast thou no share? No, thou hast none, 'tis too well known by me, poor wench, now in despair. How oftentimes hast thou protested that thou lovest me well indeed, and I performed what was requested, too much trust my woe doth breed. I let thee have what thou didst crave, seduced by thy speeches fair, and having had thy false will, lad, at last thou left'st me in despair. My dearest jewel thou hast taken, which should stand me in great stead, and now thou hast me quite forsaken, and art like false Aeneas fled. From Dido true, what can ensue this faithless deed but to end my care? Like her, a knife must end my life, for I like her am in despair. Then sith 'tis so, come, gentle death, I yield myself unto thy power. Most willing to resign my breath, I am this instant time and hour. Let thy keen darts such force impart that I may die, oh, do not spare. From earth I came, and willing am hence to return with grim despair. When she these bitter words had spoken, from her mind so fraught with woe, her heart was in her bosom broken, tears abundantly did flow. From her fair eyes then to the skies she did direct her hands with prayer, and seemed to move the powers above to scourge the cause of her despair. You gods, quoth she, I invocate that as your judgments still are just, my wrongs I pray you vindicate, oh, may no maid that young man trust. Henceforth may he so wretched be that none for him at all shall care, but that he may for his foul play be brought like me to grim despair. Having made an end of praying, suddenly she drew a knife, and I that near unseen was staying ran in haste to save her life. But ere that I to her could cry that her own life she might forbear, she died, oh, like her heart did strike, thus died the damsel in despair. With such force herself she stabbed, blood ran out abundantly. My heart within my bosom throbbed to behold this tragedy. Yet though she bled, she was scarce dead, but gasping lay with her last air. And unto me she spake words three, which showed the cause of her despair. Sir, quoth she, muse not to see me desperately myself to slay, for his fatal stroke doth free me from disgrace another way. My honor's dead, my credit's fled, why therefore should I live in care? This being spoke, her heartstrings broke, thus died the damsel in despair. When death had done his worst unto her, I did wishly on her look, and by her favor I did know her there, for I my journey took unto the town where she was known, and to her friends I did declare what dismal fate had happed of late unto this damsel in despair. With brinish tears her friends lamented to hear of her timeless end, and every one in grief consented, and with me along did wend unto the place where lay that face that late alive was fresh and fair, now wan and pale, 'cause life did fail her, life she ended in despair. When this was told to her false lover, he was of his wits bestraught, and while he ran the country over, home he'd by no means be brought. Let this tale then warn all young men, unconstancy still to forbear, for he betrayed this harmless maid unto her death through grim despair.